Case, please.
First case, case number 10,020, Anthony Mitchell, north of Route 9, north of Mills Chase Drive, being Lot 10 within Mills Chase Development. They're seeking a variance from a separation requirement between multifamily units. Mr. Chairman, if I can advise the board about a letter that we will be looking at for other cases that will read like this from the fire marshal, Fox Dwayne T, to Shane Abbott. I'll read it once, and when I refer to it again at other cases, it's the same letter.
Okay.
Shane, I have some comments for January 7th, 2008 Board of Adjustment hearings. The Delaware State Fire Prevention Regulations have setback requirements that also have to be met in SFD subdivisions. If there is no public water, example, no fire hydrants, then the setback requirements found in Part 2, Chapter 6, Water Flow Table 1 apply. This is the important part you want to know about, gentlemen, is the minimum setback from all property lines is 15 feet. If there is public water, for example, fire hydrants, then Fire Flow Tables 2 and 3 apply. Fire Flow Table 2 has no minimum setback requirements where 500 gallons and 20 PSI can be provided. If 500 gallons per minute at 20 PSI cannot be provided, the setbacks vary from 0 to 15 feet. Now, what that's saying is that you have to have 15 feet in those subdivisions, okay?
Between you.
And it's signed Dwayne to our assistant director, Shane Abbott. So that's...
There's no public water,
right?
If they don't have fire hydrants, then the fire marshal wants 15 feet on setbacks.
Right. That's what it says.
That's right.
A minimum. Of
minimum.
For getting vehicles in, I assume.
Yeah, I believe that's
the reason. Yeah, to get vehicles in with. It's a minimum requirement.
And also, the case that you're going to be looking at right here, I'll read this up front so that you have it, that it has been in violation by Mr. Mike Bailey, our inspector. As the zoning inspector has put this case before you today, they're in violation.
In violation?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Mr. Mitchell, can you come up here and be sworn in, please?
Thank you.
Just state your name and address, please.
My name is Anthony Mitchell. I live at 31146 Mills Chase Drive. Please.
Teller.
Okay.
Place your hand on the Bible, please. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay. Take that.
Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this 5-foot variance?
Yes, separation? The 5-foot variance I'm requesting is for a deck which has already been constructed. This was constructed after I had plans approved, both by the CPR Homeowners Association and the Planning Committee here.
Okay.
And I understand that after the deck was built that I was in violation of the variance between my property and the neighboring property, which I had no idea about at the time.
Okay. Who obtained the building permit?
That was my contractor. He's in the back.
He's here now?
Yes, he is. Yes.
He's going to be offering any testimony on your behalf tonight?
Yes, please. Yes.
You'll need to come forward and be sworn in if he would, please. You. Step up front there if you would, please.
State your full name and address.
Anthony Savini and 25868 Sandpiper Court. It's in Long Neck, Delaware.
And you swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
S-A-V-I-N-I.
Could you spell your last name,
sir? Sure. S-A-V-I-N-I.
S-A-V-I-N-I.
I-N-I.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mr. Savini, did you obtain the permit?
Yes.
Were the setbacks listed on the permit?
Actually, I don't have that with me, but...
Okay, let me help you out. Yes, please.
Yes. That's what you can... Yeah, I think that's the one.
Can you explain to us why you built in the setback?
Actually, it was, you know, I wasn't aware that it was going to be in that setback, and it was a mistake on our part. We had actually redesigned it and made it smaller due to some, the CPR had requested that, so we did make it smaller. I thought we were within the setback when we did that, so.
So CPR gave you the right, told you to go ahead when you first presented them with the plan?
Yes, they did. I have a letter of approval.
From CPR?
Yes.
Did you want to?
Yeah, we have a letter. I believe it's the same one. Let me take a look. Okay, is this your only copy?
No, I think that's
copy. Okay, we can keep this for the record.
Does that so state that, Mr. Richard?
It says, we are pleased to provide this written notice that your request to add a patio and deck to the rear of the unit is approved. That's exactly what you presented them with the plans?
Yes.
Because they did write you another letter on November 1st telling you that you're in violation.
Exactly. This is why we changed the plans. And
well, the board has to know that. That's the reason I'm bringing it to the board's attention. He did. On September 20th, Mr. Chairman, CPR Property Management gave them the okay to go ahead with the deck.
Okay.
Okay, it's no reference to setback requirements or anything. It just gives them permission to build it.
To build a deck, okay.
And then on November 1st, they informed them that the zoning inspector, Mike Bailey, told them that they had, you know, they were only 35 feet. They had to adhere to the 40 feet in distance and how to go about applying to the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
I have some CPR properties.
Okay. I do have some pictures if they are to see or whatever.
We're not to see any other. You could hand them down there if you would, please.
Mr. Savini, is this the first permit you've obtained?
This is the first permit we've obtained, yes.
How long have you been a contractor?
With the complete exterior license, it's been since June. So.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions from the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
We do have signatures of neighbors that have approved the deck or said that they are in favor, and that is also my immediate neighbor.
Okay. Can I have that for the record, please?
Have that also, please.
That may be an image.
Do you have a number on that, or do you want me to count them? Do you have a number? I can count them.
Mr. Savini, if that's... If this board doesn't approve this request, are you prepared to remove the deck?
We're prepared to be within 5 feet, yeah.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application?
Yes.
There's one? Okay. Would you wish to come forward, ma'am? You can sit down right up front if you two would like to. She's done.
State your name and address, please. Melissa Boyd, Washington, 30535 Lewis, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. You swear from the testimony about the case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Get your pictures.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. If I could see those pictures that he presented.
Yeah.
I am the resident adjacent to the highway, so that's my.
Ma'am, you want to see these?
Which one would you want to see, ma'am? This one here?
That one.
That one there? Oh, okay.
You sure you want me to have these for the board?
Right.
I don't think you want me to have these for the boards.
Right. I sit on the back end of the highway. I have, other than the city council letter that I received, I have received nothing else. I did about a little more than 6 months ago received an attorney calling me, telling me what he would like for me to do, and gave me a two-day notice to make a decision, and I needed to fax the information to him right away. I don't think that was suitable enough to call me, say, this is what we're going to do, and if you don't agree, then there will be legal allegations.
Now, could you help me with that? You mean an attorney in regards to this, the applicant?
Right, but when he said 2 days, and then when I didn't respond, he didn't contact me back. Nothing else since then.
And where do you live in relationship to this home? I mean, how close to you?
I am.
In the next building?
I'm on the highway.
It's your house? Adjacent to the deck?
Are you adjacent to the deck?
Yes. I'm the back. I'm on the Route 9.
Okay.
Right on Route 9.
Oh, you're on Route 9.
So
okay.
I'm in an older establishment home.
Okay.
Single family home?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Which, okay. Do you
right,
know your,
so with that,
do you know your tax map number, your parcel number? Do you have anything in documents that are, so that we can refer to it?
74655-0709.
No, that wouldn't be a tax map number.
Hold on, wait, I have another one.
There's a map here, ma'am. You want to take a look at where you are here?
In that package that you took from me.
There's a map there in the back.
There's a map.
It would start with 334.
In the back?
The first three numbers.
If you bring it up here, I can show you.
Okay.
Right,
this is where the property is located.
She's not in the unit. She's one of these back here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
So the 79 acres? Right?
Correct. Well, I'm just right there.
Right there. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 60 by 90 feet is your lot?
Correct.
So you live out on the highway,
169?
169.
Yeah. Okay, that's
correct.
Adjacent.
So you're out on the highway. Adjacent to it, then.
Correct.
So you received a letter from an attorney?
I didn't know. He physically called me.
And representing the applicant?
Right. How he got my number, I have no idea. Not only do I have that property, I have a property in Virginia. So he called me at my Virginia property. And within easement laws, I do breach over some. But through will, it was granted to me. It was an offer made, but it was declined before my grandmother passed. But other than the attorney, which I can't even state his name,
in
that 15-minute conversation, nothing else, and then I got the city council letter, so I definitely wanted to call. I wanted to come and present that, you know, nothing has been presented back to me outside of the letter granting me to come here to speak on my behalf of my land.
Do you understand what their request is?
Right, as far as the deck?
Yes.
No, other than what has just been presented, just this quick, no, I don't.
What they're requesting, the distance between these two buildings is supposed to be 40 feet. They put the deck in there, and that puts them 35 feet apart. So they're asking for a 5-foot variance.
Okay, just between that home and that home.
Between you.
Okay, so then I'm fine.
There's a better picture.
Fine. I'm fine.
There's a better picture of it, ma'am. Take a look at it right here.
That, ma'am.
Come up and take a look at it. That's the unit he's talking about. We're way over here. You're over here. Okay? And that's between that unit and this unit.
Right.
It's 35 feet. And that's unit 11 and 10.
Okay. Then
so you wouldn't even see this.
Right.
You wouldn't
then
even
I'm
see
fine.
That.
When I received okay. that okay. letter, I definitely
all
wanted
right.
to come because there's been a lot of things.
That's fine. Okay.
In two different locations.
But that's what we're here for, to try to
clear everything.
There are things up for you, ma'am. So you're completely understanding and satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
All right, then.
Thank you.
I thank you, ma'am. Okay, is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 10,020 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,020 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you can call the office first thing in the morning. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.